Hi, my name is Brenton.
That's Brenton. I'm Heaven.
Okay. Well, obviously this is our first podcast. And
it's not. We've recorded like 62 of them. We just never put them up.
Okay, so we had to learn the process, first of all. Okay, mm-hmm. So we finally got that down packed. And now we are able to start officially recording and uploading them up to
sounds like iTunes bullshit and excuses to me.
Well,
demonetized because you cussed, Brenton.
I didn't cuss.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah, but if we do cuss, that's fine. We're adults.
I can say
whatever the fuck I want. Oh. Who's gonna listen to this?
All right, I guess.
Like Michael, is it Michael
Kors?
No. The Indian guy Shelton.
I made that last name up.
Okay, he's an Indian. I think he's Indian from
Buble.
From Vine.
Prasad,
yes. He made a YouTube video recently because YouTube has been taking away ads from off his videos,
yeah.
Which helps him gain revenue. They get money. But they've been taking away his ads, whatever, because I guess the videos he's posting, he's roasting people. Making content for adults. That's he claims. Since he's making content for adults, not little kids, YouTube's like, this needs to be friendly for everybody. But his demographic is mainly, 18 to 60-year-olds. So, like, it's 11%.
18 to 60?
11% younger than 18. The other half, all of that, is an older generation of folks. So we ain't making content for no fucking babies.
Got it.
Yeah.
I hope my students listen to this.
I hope Charlie Baker listening to this.
Wow, don't use names.
Name drop.
We're going to jail.
No, there's many Charlie Bakers in the world.
I mean, I suppose that's a pretty basic name.
If we went and got like
specific, step your game up, Charlie Baker.
Like I could. Yeah, step your game up, Charlie Baker. say yourself. Don't tell your mom that we said your name. If you end up listening to this, hopefully you don't.
Hopefully his mom listens to it. All the Charlie Bakers in the world, their moms are going to listen to this.
Is that my son they're talking about? I highly doubt that. We're not going anywhere on that kind of platform. But yeah, so this is our first podcast. We felt like our lives were interesting enough to start this shit up. We're going to hear some background noise in a minute because the air conditioner is coming on. I think that's the one for upstairs, though, not the one downstairs. But anyways, it's hot in this fucking house. It's like 97 degrees outside. A little cooler than that, actually.
Yeah.
Because it was hot for
the past week. It's like 94 degrees.
Yeah.
It's
not that much
cooler. We're chilling.
Yeah, okay. I refuse to go outside. I haven't eaten all day today, actually. I don't want to go outside.
Food's for Charlie Bakers.
Yeah, Charlie Bakers.
Basic people need food.
Yeah, basic people that got money in their pocket that live on islands.
People that can afford food.
I'm not shooting on you, Baker, okay? I love you. Haven't seen you in quite some time.
I don't know. I saw you last day of school.
Yeah, and now they're going to pinpoint where this Charlie Baker lives.
They don't know where I work.
They know you live in California.
Now. All right. So anyways, this episode's going to be about guilty pleasures and things that people do for like, pleasure.
I'm sorry?
With guilt.
Basically, there's a thing. there are things that people do for pleasure.
Yeah.
And then there are things that people have guilty pleasures.
Like, okay, so one of my guilty pleasures is this. I really like to go onto dating websites and start conversations with people. Get them to be like wanting to be my friend. And then the moment they're like, hey, let's go out for drinks, I stop talking to them.
That's kind of foul, actually. That's really rude. You're kind of like one of those hoes that be at the... I'm not calling you a hoe.
Well,
just saying, like, you're kind of like one of those hoes at the clubs, you know? Oh. Like, oh, can I get a drink? And then you get your drink, and then
you're like,
you
bye!
Gone.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess
for my self-esteem.
Back. Sorry. Any women out there that are listening to this, and if you do that shit, I'm not calling you a hoe. I take that back. I just, like, throw references out there loosely, or words. You're not a hoe. You just are cheap.
Oh. You know what? You use your resources. It's resourceful.
Yeah,
it is.
Still being cheap.
Nah. It's resourceful. It's like our campers at the water balloon toss using chapstick on their hands to keep the balloon from
popping.
That's
a strategy, okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Same thing.
Don't be telling people what we do.
Listen, still don't know who we are.
They can figure it out.
Well,
we said our names in the beginning of this thing. Guaranteed they can do a good Google
search. My real name is not Heaven. My real name is Samantha. So
yeah, I guess. And I'm Wilbert.
Hey. But there's anyways, that so that's one of my guilty pleasures. It totally helps my confidence sometimes. I hate, though, because on Bumble, for example, the girl has to start the contact. So you start the conversation and then they don't say anything.
That's how the application works?
On Bumble, yeah.
The girl has to make the first move? That's
kind of
weird.
Annoying.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you write something and you're like, I'm fucking clever and funny. And then, no, they don't respond. And you're like,
okay. Yeah, good deal.
Fuck you then.
I don't care about your cleverness.
So that's one of my guilty pleasures.
Why do they make the women respond first?
I guess because, you know, like on Tinder and like OkCupid, this is not being sponsored by any of these, by the way.
We're not being sponsored by Cupid or
we're not being sponsored.
Tinder or Bumble.
Charlie Baker is sponsoring us. Him
or
and his
any
food.
Of those dating apps.
Anyways. Yeah. So like on OkCupid and Tinder, anyone can respond first. And so like girls are getting harassed by guys. They're like, dick pics, here you go. And they're like, no, thanks. So on Bumble, they were like, how can we stop that from happening? Oh, let's put all the pressure on the girl.
I kind of feel like that doesn't stop a guy from sending dick pics.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, so. I'm guessing you've learned from experience. So it doesn't matter whether the girl talks first or the guy talks first. You're still going to get a dick pic.
Right.
Yeah. So.
My guilty pleasures are dick pics. No, dick I'm pics. Just joking. Oh. They're not.
What have you seen?
None, actually.
Oh, yeah. So wait, I thought you just stated.
No, not me. I don't, like, if they send a picture because you have to, like, hold down on it to see what they actually sent.
Do you not look at any of the
photos? I don't look at the picture. Like, the first message they send me.
What if one of them was a fluffy little dog?
If the first message they send me is a picture, I just block them. Because I'm like, no thanks. And usually you can tell, like, because it's just a blurry image. Like, I'm like,
something
wonder what
up.
That is.
That's my little brother. It's a brown cucumber. It's rotten.
All right. So, Brenton, go ahead. Give us one of your guilty pleasures.
I don't know if I have any guilty pleasures.
That's bullshit. Everyone does.
I mean, buying shit that I don't really need.
Oh, I don't feel guilt from buying stuff.
Yeah, I kind of feel guilt. I bought two cars within 1 year.
Then he bought a drone.
Then I bought a drone.
And then he bought another drone.
What? Okay.
Do you still have the little drone?
That's Anthony in the background, in case anyone wanted to know.
What up, guys?
That's Heaven's significant other? Husband?
S.O.
They have a mutual understanding about using Bumble, getting dick pics from other men. Not Anthony, because he's not gay.
Anthony's getting dick pics from other men.
Yeah, he's getting dick pics, too.
I think so.
It's a stock thing. So I asked for other people's dick pics so I can go on Bumble and send people other people's dicks. So it's not my dick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just keeping stock photos for
Did you get a block from Heaven?
She didn't look at the
page. I didn't swipe right on him.
Mark is delivered but not read, so. But she's in for a surprise. She's like, wait a minute. She's not black.
Or where it counts. Yes, that was Anthony. What was the question?
The question was, what is your guilty pleasure?
Oh, I don't think I have any. I just buy a bunch of shit that I don't need. I'm wasting money.
That's fun though.
But I think it's not so much guilty pleasure. I think I've hit a midlife, what is it called? Like an early midlife crisis?
It's an existential crisis.
Yeah, one of those things where I just turned 30.
I just made that up.
Hey, it works. I just turned 30, and
fuck no, that's probably your midlife.
I'm like halfway dead. So, like, shit, buy up everything right now.
God.
Fucking got two cars now. I have a $1,000 drone that I don't know how to fly. I went and bought Yeti mics. I fucking, what else? I bought two Sparks, returned one, sold another.
He's purchased like 3 MacBooks in the past 2 years.
I'm just going
and
through
sold
a stage.
Them, and then bought another one, and then sold that. He bought, I think, like 4 or 5 iPads.
Okay, we're putting all my business on them. Oh, I just bought another iPad.
Another
recently,
iPad,
but let's chill.
Of course.
Oh, I bought an Apple Pencil before I bought the iPad.
That's smart.
That just goes to show. Maybe that is my guilty pleasure. Just buy a bunch of shit that I really don't need until I actually need it, and then that just constitutes me into buying more shit that I don't need.
I think I don't.
It's really weird.
Buying stuff is not a guilty pleasure for me. Buying stuff is just pleasant. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, not when it just sits there collecting dust and you don't use it.
Listen,
I have two Apple TVs.
I have probably about $10,000 worth of makeup just.
How much you just
in my room?
$10,000,
probably close to it.
Jesus Christ, are you being endorsed or some shit? Like,
it probably is.
I doubt it. Probably maybe have like.
You need to
each one of my fucking lipsticks costs $25.
What you need to do?
So you have. 500 lipsticks or
what? I didn't say that I only have lipstick. I said I have $10,000 worth of makeup products.
Makeup products. Lipstick.
100% I do.
You want to put a bet on that?
Yeah, we can go add it up right now because that's including all my brushes, makeup, eyeshadow palettes, foundations.
How about we do
my
this?
Foundation costs $60 and I have 3 of them.
Listen. All this makeup you're buying, we need a sponsor, okay?
I know.
Listen,
so, Maybelline, Anastasia, she bought Beverly all your Hills. Shit. Okay, I don't buy a drugstore. So I buy high-end brands only.
Listen here, Mac, okay? She
done
bought all your shit.
I don't fuck
shit.
With Mac either.
Oh, my God. Then what the hell? What makeup right. line should I be talking to right now? All right,
you know, we're going cruelty-free. We got to go, like, Anastasia, Beverly Hills.
Okay, all you stores that she's bought shit from, how about you guys send some money our way?
I only purchase from Sephora, so.
Wow, I could have just said Sephora this entire time.
Well, I mean, Sephora is not a brand. Sephora has a brand, but I buy different brands, but they're from Sephora.
I wouldn't use Sephora shit anyway.
Why?
I don't know. It's like Walmart brand.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I mean, the quality, or it's all about the packaging. It's kind of like with Apple products.
Yeah.
Apple makes some really beautiful looking products. Sometimes they, you know, they shit on you. I will still trust them over Android any day, but still, it's the package that you're paying for. It's like Beat headphones.
Yeah.
They are not that great, but they look good on my head. So say my face.
Oh.
But I can't listen to music
on
my
face. No. Same, though. I wear it all over my face.
What?
Beats headphones?
You wear Beat headphones all over your face.
Yeah, like in my nose sometimes. Depends on what I'm listening to.
Okay.
I'm just joking. So.
Did we name this podcast? We didn't name this podcast.
We didn't name this podcast.
We need a name for this podcast. You came with periods and shit. Like,
I don't want to call it periods.
It doesn't
and
have
shit.
To be periods, like women's blood. It could be like periods, punctuation. Yeah.
All right.
Periods
well, let's call
and
it
shit.
Commas and shit.
Commas and shit. Why commas?
I don't know. Commas are pretty cool.
Commas, okay.
They're pretty versatile. Most people use them incorrectly, so
all the
that's
time.
Just like a metaphor for life.
It's very upsetting when people use commas incorrectly.
I do it all the time.
Dude, you should stop. I thought you write.
I am. I'm a writer, and I don't know how to use a comma.
Grammar Nazis?
I expect it 100%. If you are speaking to me in written form, you better get your freaking grammar on point because I ain't fecking with it if
it
ain't
good.
I
send a full-on paragraph when I'm texting, and I will use punctuations. I don't give a shit if you have an Android device and you're going to get 10 messages from me. I'm going to send you a full paragraph and use
indentation, everything.
Yeah, I'm not short texting shit. This is not 1990 anymore. Did cell phones exist 1990, like 98,
97? Yeah, they started. I'm pretty sure like the first cell phone was like in the 80s.
We're not using
T9. When they were like big old blocks.
That's true. I remember I had one of those. And
I don't
then
think
she
you could text on those
device.
Though.
No, you couldn't. Yeah. It was with her. She had this Nokia. I forget the model, but it was AT&T, and it had that T9 shit, which was the worst thing in the world. It was difficult trying to text with that. Technology has definitely advanced really quickly.
Yeah.
Who's coming downstairs?
That would be Rain.
My mom is dead.
Say hello to Rain, everybody.
No, she's dead. She can't come up from the grave and come downstairs.
Where are you guys going? Oh, yeah, wow. Where are you going to get some?
They're forever
drink?
Going to get some drink.
Bring me Chick-fil-A.
Okay, so we have some more visitors coming to our
Sunday.
Podcast.
This also, is Emmett I don't support Chick-fil-A.
And Faith.
My name is Emmett. I'm from Africa.
Nobody really cares.
And I like to sing some songs.
No, this is not.
Brenton got some nice big nipples, look like mangoes.
What are you talking? Bye.
Did you say they look like bangles?
Mangoes.
Mangoes.
Why do you like my nipples so much?
I like booty, big
guys
butts.
Guys' booty, clearly.
Oh, guys' booty and butts. Guys' nipples.
I like women with big butts.
And men's
and
nipples.
And men with
women
big nipples.
Women know how to cook, too.
So if I have it correct.
We both look at you when I say that.
Emmett is an African that likes women with big butts
he's
and
from,
knows how to cook.
Men with big
and
nipples.
Men with big nipples
he's
and
from
hooks
Nigeria?
In the back of their heads.
Just kidding. He hates when people say that. He's from Liberia.
He's from one of them places.
He's a librarian.
Does anyone out there want anything to drink?
No.
Yeah, where
by.
Are you going to get drinks?
To, I don't know.
I'm actually hungry. You can give me some food. Del Taco. I can use some turkey tacos. Those turkey tacos are fucking fire, by the way. But
turkey
this
tacos.
Is not
this is sponsored by
this
Del
is
Tacos
not being sponsored
turkey
by
tacos.
Del Taco turkey tacos.
What, two?
Hey, Serena!
My wallet. It's
okay.
Oh, you have cash.
She got paid today.
And it has his card.
You have your cash card?
I don't know how to use it, though. I
what do you mean? You give them your card.
But I don't have money on it.
Sorry, we're having a full-on conversation,
money.
Not with you guys.
I'm so sorry. This is how it is. You're supposed to be. You're interested in our life.
This
what'd
is
you
how
say?
We do it.
Let me go on mute right quick. Have a conversation with the people.
All right, so I'm going to go finish talking about my guilty pleasures. Let's see. I like to... This is kind of gross, actually, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I really like when I'm eating something and like food gets stuck in my teeth, like I would rather use a strand of my hair to get it out than like floss or a toothpick. That's kind of gross, right? That's really gross. Let's see. I'm a budding alcoholic. Just kidding. No, I'm not. I don't know if anyone is listening to this that could potentially give me a job. So, I'm joking. Not an alcoholic. I do want something. I just want to know where you're going. Let's see. I'm trying to look around the room and see. I don't want to talk about my guilty pleasures anymore because most of them are pretty bad. What? How many of you guys have done those like wine and painting things? Those are pretty fun. I feel like all of our listeners, if you're listening, text me. Let's go to one of those together. I want friends. I have none. This is turning sad. Brenton's
yes,
back,
is.
Everybody.
I'm back.
Brenton's back.
Wine and painting.
Yes.
I've never actually done one of those before.
They're actually really fun. And the more drunk you get, the better your picture turns out.
Well, where did... what was the last one?
The one I went to was Pino's Palette in, I don't know, fucking Orange County somewhere.
Pino's Palette. We're not going away Orange County to
yeah,
paint some
so
shit.
Yeah, so there's a Purple Easel here in Rancho.
That's Serena singing.
Or Ontario.
She knows that we're recording.
Serena. Hit them notes, girl.
I think this cable is long enough to go to the bathroom so we can hear.
So, yeah, there's a Purple Easel in Rancho, or maybe it's Ontario. I'm not sure which one it is.
A Purple Ranch?
Purple Easel. But you have to bring your own alcohol to that one. Pino's Palette has a bar.
Weird.
A bar? Oh, bringing your own
alcohol. BYOB, we bring the paint.
Hey, pretty much.
How much does it cost?
It depends on the picture, but it like ranges. Like sometimes they're like $18, sometimes they're like $42. So
I think that that's way too expensive.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry. I'm bringing my own alcohol.
Yeah,
you're providing the paint and the what the hell is it called?
The easel.
No, the easel is the thing it sits
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that is called a canvas.
The canvas. Okay, so you're providing the canvas and the paint, and I'm supposed to pay you $40.
Yeah.
No.
It's like a big picture, though. Like, nah. You have to think about it.
How
like,
much was
paint,
that?
Paint costs money. I think that one was 30.
When I say how much is that, it's like a...
It's a Christmas tree.
I don't know measurements in my head. I can't do that shit. This has to be like...
I don't know. It's probably like a 20 by 24. I made that number up.
20, that seems 18 like 18 by 24. Small. No, that's still too small.
You think that's bigger than 18 this by 24?
It's not 18 inches width. That's definitely not 18. Oh, it might be actually. I'm like 12, maybe like 16, 14.
All right.
I'd say about 16, 15.
16 by 22. Is that a measurement of a picture? I don't know. Whatever.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It's...
They don't, I you think can't it's a good size. So I still think that's kind of expensive. If I'm I need you to provide alcohol. If I'm gonna be, I'll pay you $70 if you're going to provide me alcohol. Well, then
you go to Pino's Palette.
I'm not going away to Orange County.
Well, they have them other places. There's one in Brea. There's one in
Orange County. Sorry, off topic. Not really, though. Why don't we ever go to the Orange County Fair?
Because it's not the Los Angeles County Fair.
What does that mean? I think it's safer to go to Orange County Fair than it's go to Los Angeles County Fair.
You're black. You're African American, okay?
It's
not safer to go to Orange County Fair.
I go to Orange County all the time.
Nah.
And your brother pretty much lives in Orange County.
Yeah, he's light skinned.
So?
Yeah.
It's all about your, I don't wear do-rags and sag my jeans. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so.
You're still black, though.
Not really.
All right, you're still dark brown.
I mean, people, can you guys tell that I was black by hearing my voice?
Absolutely.
No, they couldn't.
I'm pretty sure.
I have a throat clearing problem, so.
I have a deviated septum.
If you hear me clearing my throat, that's why.
That's one of his guilty pleasures.
No, it's not actually. It's kind of weird.
Oh, that's one of my guilty pleasures.
Are you gonna text your sister? She says she's going to Target.
Up loogies. I'm so gross. What? Like, I'm a really gross girl.
What kind of lady are you? Beyonce does not shit.
Okay.
Okay. So you need to be more ladylike like Beyonce.
I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be Beyonce though. So
isn't it crazy how she's had like 4 babies?
She's only had 3.
And she got a flat stomach already? Like, what the hell is she doing? What kind of Illuminati exercise workouts she got going
on? That's called celebrityism.
Celebrityism. I need that kind of pill.
Me too. Shoot. Listen. I'm hungry.
Didn't you guys eat at Lucy's earlier today? That nasty-ass restaurant?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Okay, they go to this restaurant almost every other weekend, I should say. The restaurant is disgusting. I've had 2 items off of the menu. Both times, I was not satisfied. The first time I got chicken enchiladas, these folks made me one... the meal came with 2 enchiladas, rice and beans, and like a little salad on the side. Typical enchilada plate. They gave me 1 cheese enchilada and 1 chicken enchilada. I was really upset because, one, I'm lactose intolerant. I don't eat cheese. Not like that, at least. And, I asked for 2 chicken enchiladas, and I didn't get that. The second time we went, I asked them, like, what do you suggest? Like, what's your favorite thing on the menu? They suggested this nasty-ass spinach and chicken bullshit, the stuffed chicken shit. It was gross.
And knowing, okay, so here's the problem with Brenton, right? So he got his chicken enchilada. I'm going to give you the lowdown on both of these stories.
What was I supposed to?
So the day he got his chicken enchiladas and one came wrong, instead of telling them, like, hey, this is wrong, I ordered chicken enchiladas.
I was over the meal.
I'm just going to keep them.
I was over the meal. I didn't eat honestly, the cheese like, enchilada.
If I get something that's not right, I'm probably going to send it back.
True.
If I trust the place, you know, and we're cool with the people that own it and all the employees. So
that
it's
was
not
like your second time
mad.
Going there at that
point. And then we were cool
point.
With him already.
Nah, fuck that. That shit was gross. I was over it.
And then the second time with the chicken, literally he had said like, oh, that sounds freaking gross. Right before he even asked for that suggestion.
I didn't even realize
that
that's what I
had. When she suggested it, he was like, sure, I'll go with that.
I wasn't paying attention.
I mean, of course, you literally already said that it sounded gross and you took that anyway.
Yeah, never again, though, because I'm never going back there.
I love it, though.
Obviously, you guys just went there today.
Their steak and eggs is the bomb.
Why the fuck didn't we go to IHOP?
Oh, IHOP.
We'll go to IHOP tomorrow.
Yes.
This message is not being, this podcast is not being sponsored by Lucy's or IHOP.
It's being sponsored by IHOP.
Or Target.
Free pancakes for life, actually, is what they're offering us.
We cannot give you guys that.
No. They're giving us free pancakes for life.
If you go in and you use the code fuck Lucy's, you get your meal for free. Just tell it to your server. Fuck Lucy's. And you get your entire meal for free.
Yeah. And then that's fine. And if you go to Lucy's and you give them the Charlie Baker Basic code, then you get your meal for free. So
Charlie Baker's Basic.
Yep. And so,
are there any other basic kids out there? Ooh, I mean, I don't mean to call out kids.
He's not basic.
Basic names out there. I'm sorry. I meant to say basic names, not basic kids. We love all our kids.
I don't.
I can't call out any more names.
Yeah, because they're all names that are pretty not basic. Sorry, yeah. Charlie. Again, like I said at the beginning, step your game up.
What is this podcast's name? Commas and shit. That's what we did. Commas and shit. Or commas and periods. Yeah, we can do commas and periods.
Commas and periods. Speaking of periods, not the punctuation kind.
Is it your time?
Wow.
You rolled in with it like that, so I figured you were going to talk about your period.
I was just going to talk about periods in general.
Oh, speaking of, I have a question.
What's that?
So I know a couple that recently had a little scare or whatever. They took a pregnancy test and was negative, but she didn't get her period.
Okay.
Or it came late.
Okay.
To the point where she was like really, really nervous. They were going to go to the doctor and get it checked out.
That's probably why.
But the next day she got her period. She said, I'm holding up the bunny ears. She said she got her period.
Quotations.
Yeah, there you go. Quotations. Do you think she really got a period or she's trying to keep the baby?
I mean, if she says she got it and she stopped being nervous, then she probably got it. Even because, you know, sometimes they're late because you are stressing out about it. So don't stress out about it. If you're pregnant, be happy. Just kidding.
I mean, go support my dude, but they live too far. So sorry.
Yikes.
May God be with you.
Also, if you're not trying to have a baby, then
stop having sex.
Well, you know, just be smarter about it. How about using protection? Even though it's only like 99.9% guaranteed to work, which I think is a pretty good percentage.
Yeah.
But if you are not going to use it, then make sure you know how the fucking human anatomy works, how your body works.
If you need
help, only certain times that you can get pregnant, so don't have sex during those times.
And if you need help to like learn how to put on a condom, we can provide videos for you.
There's also, I'm sure there's already videos.
Yeah, I wasn't going to make a video myself. I was just saying I could provide a link to a video on YouTube
we'll give
or
you
something.
A link. Yeah. Go to www.
You'll find all the videos you need. Actually, they probably don't use condoms, so.
Yeah, they don't.
They should be using condoms in the adult industry.
I don't watch porn. That's silly stuff.
Everybody
Fake
watches
news.
Porn. Even your father watches porn.
Oh, God. Don't even talk to me anymore. I'm
fact.
Done. Doesn't matter. I don't care if it's a fact. Hey, Parker.
He does not watch porn. Parker is my cat, by the way. He's a beast.
He definitely watches porn.
Heaven's nieces and nephews and cousins. It's just a house full of people came over the past weekend, and they thought Parker was a bobcat. Because
he's
just so
fucking
big.
Fucking gigantic.
He's an alley. It's not an alley cat. What is it called?
Nope. He's a tabby.
He's a tabby. That's what I call him. Toby. Toby from The Office. One of those. No, he's a lot more interested than Toby. Toby's a bitch.
No, that was my favorite character.
No,
for
Toby's
sure.
a little shithead, okay?
He's 100%.
Toby's annoying
my
as fuck.
Personality is.
Toby got in the way of everything.
Is like half Toby, half Jim.
This is why nobody liked Toby, because
Who's
he was
Jim?
In the way.
Did I make that name up?
Jim? Chim?
Jim.
There's a Jen and there's a Jim.
Jim.
So yes, Jim Halpert.
Who's that?
The tall white dude with the
one that marries Kim. Pam.
Wait, who's Jen? Oh, Jen is Michael's ex-boss
that turns into his wife, right?
Fling. Yeah.
Yeah, so my personality is half Jim, half Toby.
That's an odd combination.
I know. It depends on how drunk I am.
I would love to have a Michael honest. In my life. Just every moment. Fuck up, that would have been awesome.
No.
Yes. That's awesome. Actually, I think we kind of have multiples of those already.
Yeah.
And I'm annoyed by them. So, no, you're right. Maybe mm-hmm. not. Yeah. Let's not shoot on people that
funny.
We know personally.
It's funny when you're watching it on TV.
Yes, but when it's in your actual life. Yeah.
Not about it.
Not about it. Where are you going?
To work.
Oh, swag. You look like you're going for a workout. That's Serena, by the way. She's leaving to work. She works... I'm about to put her business out there.
She works at a job. We're not going to give her business out to everyone.
Yeah.
Brenton.
And she comes in late in the morning.
Yeah, her schedule, man.
She's not a stripper.
She's a real one for that schedule.
Yeah, she's not a stripper, though. I mean, she should be a stripper.
It's a lot of money. Strippers get paid, so.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're looking for, never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
If you're looking for a good time, we are not being sponsored by strippers. Just FYI. I mean, we could be strippers, you know.
Hey, if you paying, I'm staying.
We'll give you a shout out, Cherry.
Cherry
or strawberry, you know. Nay.
Why? Why are those all super?
Wonder Woman.
I want to know if there's a stripper named Wonder Woman. I feel like we should look that up.
No, I'm not looking at it.
She's probably like a super good stripper if she is, because
her title is Wonder Woman.
She's probably amazing.
Yeah.
What else? Let's see.
I don't think there's anything else to cover right now. I think we can bring this to a close.
What? Let's see. What's our time at?
I don't understand what's going on here.
Brendan doesn't know how to work a computer.
Here it is. I had to change it. We've been on for 31 minutes now.
31 minutes.
Going on 32 minutes.
I think that's a fair amount of time.
Yeah, these people are probably really tired and sick of hearing our voices right now.
I don't know. I feel like I have
a... You ain't got a fucking choice.
I actually have a really annoying voice.
We'll be back tomorrow or whenever the fuck we're back, and you're going to fucking like it. You understand? Give this shit a like, subscribe, and Revine for Revine.
And don't forget to hit me up so we can go to a wine and painting night.
Because she needs friends, you guys.
I do need friends. She needs friends. Please be my friend.
All right. Until next time, this is Brenton and Heaven. I thought you were going to say your name.
My name is Samantha.
Oh, this is Brenton and Samantha.
I thought your name was Wilbert.
Oh, well, shit.
This is Wilbert and Samantha.
We fucked this all up.
Over and out.
Commas and periods.
Peace. Goodbye.